the Peace.
Particle of the Peace. We continue from the line starting with thus you see that each wickedness becomes a condition. Thus you see that each wickedness becomes a condition for the driving force by which the good state is developed. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The book is open, and the hand writes, since any state that the generation is in is like a book, and all the evildoers are as writing hands, because each evil is carved and written in the book until they accumulate to an amount that the public can no longer bear. At that time, they ruin that bad state and rearrange into a more desirable state. Thus, each and every act is calculated and written in the book, meaning in the state. And he says, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow. This means that one who believes that this world is not like an open store without an owner, but that there is an owner present, a shopkeeper who stands in his store and demands of each customer the right price for the merchandise he is taking from the store, meaning toil in his work while he is nourished by that store, in a manner that is certain to bring him to the purpose of creation as he pleases, and such a person is regarded as one who wishes to borrow. Thus, even before he stretches his hand to take something from this world, which is the store, he takes it as a loan in order to pay its listed price. That is, he takes it upon himself to work to achieve his goal during the time he lives off the store, in a way that he promises to pay his debt by achieving the desired goal. Therefore, he is regarded as one who wishes to borrow, meaning that he pledges to return the debt. And Rabbi Akiva depicts two kinds of people. The first are the open store type, who regard this world as an open store without a shopkeeper. He says about them, the book is open and the hand writes. That is, although they do not see that there is an account, all their actions are nonetheless written in the book, as explained above. This is done by the law of development, imprinted in creation against humanity's will, where the deeds of the wicked themselves necessarily instigate the good deeds, as we have shown above. The second type of people is called those who want to borrow. They take the shopkeeper into consideration, and when they take something from the store, they only take it as a loan. They promise to pay the shopkeeper the listed price, meaning attain the goal by it. He says about them, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow. And if you say, what is the difference between the first type, whose goal comes to them from the law of development, and the second type, whose goal comes to them by self-enslavement to his work? Are they not equal in attaining the goal? In that regard, he continues, the collectors return regularly day by day and collect from a person knowingly and unknowingly. Thus, in truth, both pay their daily portion of the debt. And just as the forces that emerge by engaging in his work are deemed the loyal collectors who collect their debt in portions every day until it is completely paid, the mighty forces imprinted in the law of development are also deemed as loyal collectors who collect their daily portions of the debt until it is paid in full. And this is the meaning of, and the collectors return regularly day by day and collect from a person. However, there is a great difference and a great distance between them, meaning knowingly and unknowingly. The first type, whose debt is collected by the collectors of development, pay their debt unknowingly. Rather, stormy waves come upon them through the strong wind of development and push them from behind, forcing them to step forward. Thus, their debt is collected against their will and with great pains by manifestations of the forces of evil which push them from behind. But the second type, pay their debt, which is the conscious attainment of the goal, of their own accord, by repeating the actions that hasten the development of the sense of recognition of evil, as explained in the article, The Essence of Religion and Its Purpose. And through this work, their gain is twofold. First gain is that these forces which appear out of his work are set before them as a pulling magnetic force from before, from in front. They chase it of their own free will and with the spirit of love. Needless to say, they are free from any kind of sorrow and suffering like the first type. The second gain is that they hasten the desired goal, for they are the righteous and the prophets who attain the goal in each generation, as is explained in the essay, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah, in the section, What Does the Wisdom Revolve Around? Thus you see that there is a great distance between those who pay knowingly and those who pay unknowingly, as the advantage of the light of the light and pleasure over the darkness of pain and agony. He says further, they have what to rely on, and the judgment is true. In other words, he promises all those who pay knowingly and willingly that they have what to rely on, that there is great strength in his work to bring them to the sublime goal, and it is worthwhile for them to harness themselves under his burden. And of those who pay unknowingly, he says, and the judgment is true. Seemingly, one must wonder why Providence permits those corruptions and agonies to appear in the world, in which humanity is being fried mercilessly. He says about this that this judgment is true, since all is ready for the feast, meaning for the goal, and the sublime delight that is destined to emerge with the revelation of his purpose in creation, when all the trouble and toil and anguish that befall us over times and generations will seem like a host who greatly troubles himself to prepare a great feast for the invited guests.
כדי להכין סעודה גדולה לאורחים המוזמנים.
And he compares the anticipated goal that must finally be revealed to a feast whose guests attend with great delight. This is why he says, and the judgment is true, and all is ready for the feast.
Questions? Yes, Moti.
In what is expressed the loan and the possibilities for repaying the debt?
There is no past. You can't give back a debt. There's only awareness that what I went through, I had to go through it. And there's no calculation about the past whatsoever. Rather, it is all right now being taken into account. That I, according to my calculation, I begin to understand and knowledge and acknowledge that the Creator, with His great loyalty, brought me closer through all the states, good and bad as one, in order for me to now discover that I am literally at a dead end, and without His help, I have no chance to continue, not in order to be saved, I'm no longer thinking about being saved, but in order to I can't explain that point, because there's no longer a calculation about corporeality here, and also spirituality. No calculation yet. Rather, I want Him to also give me the opportunity to make an action in repaying the debt. There's no words. I'm kind of... You feel it a little bit, okay. Yes.
Oh, we understand from the article that repaying the debt can come through suffering and torments or in another way.
No, suffering is in the person when he feels that he cannot come to agreement, to love. That's the suffering. That he cannot overcome himself whatsoever. That from one moment to the next, if the Creator doesn't do some miracle, an actual miracle, because he sees that otherwise it's impossible, then he's lost. Then he will be forced to do what his beast, what his ego tells him, and he won't be able to cope with that and bear with that at all. And the miracle is truly called a miracle in that he has no ability to cope with himself, feels weak in all his organs, in his mind, in his heart. He literally feels like an animal that has no chance. Except for one thing. If the Creator makes a miracle, then it will happen. This is the payment. This itself is the payment.
And a new desire to reach equivalence of form. Is this a type of debt repayment?
Again,
the desire of the created being to come to equivalence of form with the emanator, is that some form of repaying the debt?
Yes, not even equivalence of form, equivalence of form is something far, and you know, no longer dreams of it, but at least somewhat to be above one's beast. Even that. This is a very unpleasant feeling, and yet it's a good feeling. It's the beginning of the human. That's it? Okay, good. Yes, Gil?
With respect to this store, what he asked about repaying the debt, the moment that you take, how can you pay for what I'm taking now on the counter?
I didn't understand. Again?
Muti asked how to pay. You asked him, you answered him with respect to the debt that we've accumulated in the past. How to pay the moment I want to borrow? It's not going to be a loan. I'm going to pay right away for what I receive. Rav, I receive it already in reflected light, Tol Chozel. I receive it now. I hope that I will receive from the Creator now the force to bestow, to rise above the ego. That's what I'm asking for. And in truth, whatever we receive from the Creator, the forces of bestowal, we don't need to pay for that. Rather, to use it. Use those forces of bestowal. This is the payment in and of itself. Gil, beyond using the intention, the reflected light, can we say that dissemination is the best, is the surest, Rav, the closest? Dissemination is the closest execution, corporeal, egoistic, but closest to spirituality, to payment. Because you're disseminating the name of the Creator, this method, his method, the correction, the purpose. Meaning, from all the actions that a person can perform in this world, there isn't an action that's closest to spirituality like dissemination. Gil, can dissemination be not egoistic? Rav, for the time being, no. How? I can't. Until I'm in the spiritual world, how can I perform any altruistic act, let's say? How? Gil, when a person in spirituality doesn't need to disseminate? Rav, when a person is in the spiritual world using spiritual forces, he knows where he can realize himself in the optimal form. For the time being, you're telling a person that the most beneficial for you, for your spirituality, is the group, and from this group, if you can disseminate. That's it. But the state where we reach despair, where is it? When despairs of his own strength. This is truly the highest corporeal state from which begins the spiritual path. Give him a mic. Baal Sulam, letter 57. There's no happier state in a man's world except for when he finds himself as despaired of his own strength, meaning that he labored and did everything in his power to do, and he did not find a remedy. Because then he is worthy of a complete prayer for his help, since he knows with certainty that his work will not bring him any benefit. And as long as he feels the power to work, to do any work by himself, his prayer is not complete, because the evil inclination precedes him and tells him that he is obligated to first do whatever in his strength to do, and later he will be worthy before the Creator. And on that, they say, the Creator is high and the low will see. Because after a person labors in all sorts of works and despairs, he comes to the true lowliness, since he knows he is the lowliest of all people, because he has nothing beneficial to him in his body. And then his prayer is complete, and he is rewarded by his generous hand. And on that, the text says, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their groan rose up, and so on and so forth. Meaning Israel came in that time to the despaired state from the work, like one who draws water in a punctured vessel that draws it all day and has not a drop of water to quench his thirst. Similarly, Israel in Egypt, everything they built, the building would be swallowed in the ground. Similarly, the one who did not merit his love, everything he did in his work and cleansing his soul yesterday is found as if it was completely burned in the following day. And every day and every moment he has to start anew, as if he didn't do anything before. And then the children of Israel sighed from the work, because they saw clearly that they are not qualified forever for anything to come out of their work. Therefore, their sigh and their prayer were complete as needed, and their groan rose, and so on and so forth, since the Creator hears the prayer and he waits only for the complete prayer. Rav. And this is the state they are gradually bring us to. As much as we want to succeed in spirituality with all of our strength, and accordingly we feel how much we fail in any way, shape, or form, then we come to a state of despair, a true state of despair, and then they open it for us. But the important thing is the matter of exile. To go through it quickly, as much as possible. And also here, as Baal Salam writes, you can shorten the exile. But whether it is to our benefit or not, it still, nevertheless, has to be 400 years. A person has to feel in all his desires that he's unable to do any action whatsoever. That it's written about it, it's talked about it, he feels it, he understands it, but he cannot move. He's completely immobilized. He feels that he is bound by thousands of threads, and the will to receive is tying him up in this way, and he cannot move. Rather, only what the will to receive is pulling on one of the strings, like a puppet, then he moves, and that's the only way for him to move. And he feels it in his body, in all of his desires. And together with that, he feels how this comes from a foreign control, and he cannot do anything about it. That feeling is called the exile. Okay. And from that, if we approach it correctly, if we don't run away from it, the important thing is anything but leave, then you cross this point and you break open this gate.
Mordechai in Israel shoel, האם המאמר הזה מדבר על
בנייה? Mordechai is asking, is this article speaking about the screen? At what point a person begins to know the price of everything in the store? Rav, I don't know. I don't want this philosophizing. Also, when you scrutinize the questions, you have to scrutinize. Are those questions around what we're talking about, or they're somewhere far? To summarize, what is the complete payment for each and every action? Rav, if we speak of the revelation of exile, the revelation of the force of the Pharaoh that appears as a ruler, then we have nothing more than, and the children of Israel sighed from the work. That's it, to cry out to such an extent that if the Creator exists, He will hear it. I'm saying it like that. If the Creator exists, then He will hear. Because before that, He's concealed, and after that, He begins to reveal Himself. So the cry has to be at that point. We'll go through it, don't worry. Patience, not patience that you just suffer and do nothing. No, to do everything possible and it will come. Stages, stages, what can we do? But I'm quite happy by the pace of advancement. It wasn't... We never had such a thing in the old days. It's a special pace. Oh, we have many questions on the screen. Where are more people, Peter or Moscow? Moscow or Peter? Peter wants to ask something else. So who wants to continue with the article for the time being? Moscow, you have a question or not? The need to turn to the Creator, to cry to Him, to accept the loan. Is this the payment, or is the payment something that happens after as justification? Well, forget the payment, forget the loan. We're talking about a different state, not the store. The store is confusing you. Forget about it. We have exile. We need to reveal the exile. The exile is when I feel myself in every cell, every organ, every thought, every desire, everything that I am. In all of that, there's a foreign force that is controlling. It's foreign to me, this ego. It pulls me down. It stops me. I feel how he... I begin to recognize it as a foreign object in me, and he's pulling me, he's holding me back. That's the feeling of exile. We need that to locate that feeling to such an extent that you won't be able to tolerate it, to stand it. And then you have a cry, and you're coming out of exile. In short, now Peter.
Ну, всем добрый день. Не знаю, как вы сказали, но как прозвучало в переводе, что есть какой-то конгресс в Питере. Вот. Так мы хотели немножко сказать про этот какой-то конгресс.
Someone said there's a congress in Peter, so we want to say about this event. It's not an event of Peter, it's a large international team that for years is working to have this instruction on the internet, Mac online, and everything. It's not the first year we have such congresses to our students. It's a permanent event that takes place in Moscow, in Kiev, and here, a few other places in Kazakhstan. So it's going to take place in over 2 days. We started yesterday. There's a part for students and also preparation for instructors and a central group. It's a very much an awakening event. Rob, why do we need to hear about it? I don't understand. What Congress is talking about? Something that's happening to them, with them now. Rav, today? Oh, yesterday and today. It's where Senka is. Oh, sorry. I didn't understand. Yes, please. Peter, continue, please.
Выкроить время, потому что мы как, не знаем заранее, как это происходит. Вот наш календарь, он быстро меняется.
We don't know in advance. It turned out to be a preparation for the New York Congress. Senka will add. Senka, many friends, young friends are gathering here, strong friends, and I have a great deal of a great impression from everyone. Those are very big congresses, and this is huge work of all the groups. Peter, Moscow, Kazakhstan, Kiev. That's why we're asking for your support. There will be over 100 new people here. And this is the so in every one of the cities we specified. So it's not just some congress, it's a big congress.
Собираются студенты.
The students of MAC gather here. Rav, okay, well, how can we help? I don't know. In short, if you need our help, if we can help, please, we will be happy to support. Okay, Astana. Astana and Vilnius. Let's advance. Hello, Rav. I have a question, two questions. One question is mine. It's the state of exile. You're unable to do anything, really anything, but except for praying to the Creator. There's no opportunity to do anything. There's also a state where you seemingly accept and agree with it, and that's when you calm down, you accept what is now. So this agreement and this acceptance, is it a psychological thing, or what is it? Rav, the exile is not one moment. Throughout the exile, you're doing kind of things that the ego obligates you. You don't object, you don't know that it's a foreign force. Gradually begin to identify that it's a foreign force that's controlling you. Then you begin to see that you would want to rid yourself of it because it's bringing you problems, corporeal problems. Then you continue with your ego, of course, and you begin to identify that it disturbs your spiritual advancement. Then you see that this force is, you don't know what to do with it. It takes the desire from you. It takes the thought from you. You don't think of spirituality. You're thinking only of how to take advantage of your corporeal beastly desire. You're not in any tendency towards bestowal. You even leave the lessons, perhaps. Not that you leave the lessons, but you don't enter them. You don't go deeper into them like you did before. You sail on the water. You're there. You come. You come out of lessons. You come and go. You're seemingly present, but not more. But so for how long? Until you begin to feel that this ego is not working in this way, but rather he's working against the Creator. Meaning you begin to feel, as a result of all the days you've spent in those states, you begin to feel that either you will finally be drawn to the Creator and you have to really overcome it, or you are drawn to it and you're leaving the path and seemingly forget. However you have left to live, you can exist, continue to live in the group, whatever. Here, you come to a very sensitive point, a very special point, called the recognition of the exile. You feel, as we said, that you are in shackles. You are in exile. How to say it? Your enemies, you are captive, totally, in your mind, in your heart, everything, and you have no way to run away. And you have no way to even cry and to ask of the Creator, because the will to receive is in control. If he's in control, he's in control. That's it. You can't ask anything. That's, he's controlling that as well. But you're not just made of a soul and a body, and your body is a beast. Not the will to receive, but I'm talking about your biological body, this protein. So then it turns out that you continue, but you're in the society, somehow you function, and more time passes, and you do it necessarily because you have to do it. There's some shame, some obligations to the group. You come to a state where here I'm better off dead than alive. Either the Creator helps, so I throw my hands in the air, I already did, or either the Creator will help me or he won't. And so it's not important to me. The will to receive does not demand a reward. It's not important for him. And you gradually come to feel that he truly wants it to be for the sake of the Creator. It's development. It's the influence of the light. But for himself, seemingly, the calculation disappears. It dies out for the sake of the Creator. But for myself, I wouldn't do it. I'm already bearing myself. I feel myself, I'm not in reality. I'm rotting. So from that, when you want to do something for the Creator, nevertheless, but it's hard to explain how it comes, how it awakens. Then comes a great cry, facing off with Moshe, the point of Moshe, in front of the big ego, and you come out. We are in this point of transition through all those things. That's why I'm telling you about it in advance. You can get confused. You can think about it. Let it be before you. We can explain it. It's okay to explain it, and it's okay to think about it. Let's hope that we're going over what's left of the Exodus from Egypt pretty quickly, and then birth to the enlightened world, where he explains to us secret of Ibur, birth, the meaning of birth, of Ibur, birth, and birth. Okay?
Mironi. Lelo, 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 lelo. מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי, כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות, ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי. טוב, אני עוד רוצה להגיד משהו לכל
אוקיי. I want to say something to the world, Kli. Shimon Karmon, is he here? He was there, he ran away, okay. Who's in charge of the big Congress? How many people signed up? How many didn't? It didn't start. Okay. I'm turning to the world clear. First of all, the tickets, the more in advance you buy it, the cheaper they are, you know. Number one. Number two, you register, please register in advance. I'm talking about men. If you can come to the Arava, to the desert ship, and also to the Exhibition Gardens Congress. There's a name. In short, these two congresses that are a week long, but together with the flight, flights will be about 10 days. So if you can sign up in advance, maybe pay. Congress is becoming very powerful. Two congresses together, connected. The gap between them is 2-3 days that we will have here through these 2-3 days, various studies and trainings and connections for whoever is coming. I'm asking, if even though we have a congress before us on the weekend, it's nice and well, but that congress will have to be on the move. So let's think how will we be there in the exhibition gardens in Israel.
Rob, we're also asking if anyone needs help getting a visa to also turn to us now so we can start working on that.
Is there a list?
We're just preparing it in the meantime. And on January 1st, we need a list.
Only January 1st?
Well, there's different constraints of the financial department and things like that.
Okay, but nevertheless, I'm turning to everyone. If you want to come, please write. If you can make it, write to us. If you can't, also write. Please come. It's a very important congress. We do it once a year. We will barely have any more physical congresses. Only in the Americas. I'm having another congress in May, and that's it. So please, come here from all four corners. And?